Soon she heard the dormitory door slam, followed by the sound of Torrens' footpaws pounding down the stairs. Abbot Carroll looked over his glasses as the grim-faced Ottercook entered the hall.
"Don't tell me they're gone."
Torrens sat down on a table edge.
"No trace of them, Father. I searched that dormitory from top to bottom. But I'll wager they're hiding someplace. You leave it to me. I'll find those villains."
The abbot began pushing Martha's chair toward the kitchens.
"I don't think you will, somehow. Follow me, please."
Grandmum Gervel met them as they entered the kitchen. Clearly in a proper tizzy, the poor old mole cook began chattering angrily.
"Five ger apple puddins, a gert meadow creamy trifle, strawberry scones, celery and onion flans, pasties full of carrot and gravy, them all be goned. Bro, will I get my paws on ye dibbin rascals? All my lovely afternoon bacon for tomorrow's luncheon and supper varnished."
Martha kept her eyes downcast as she informed Gervel.
"It wasn't Dibbins, Grandmum. It was my brother Horty and his friends Fenner and Springald. They're the thieves who raided your kitchen. Now they've run off to join Bragoon and Sorrow on the quest."
Torrens' rudder rapped loudly on the floor.
"Of course! That's it, Martha! But why do they have to cause so much upset to every beast? Us and the Dibbins and Gervel, why?"
Abbot Carroll raised his eyes and sighed.
"Sadly, that's the way most young'uns behave at that age. Forbidding them to do something is like encouraging them. Unfortunately, they do things without thinking."
Old Fred shuffled in, bowing creakily to the abbot.
I just found my main gate open, but me and young Torren barred it shut this afternoon. And how did that happen, eh?
Carroll patted the gatekeeper's bony paw.
"No doubt you've closed it again, Fred. It was Horty, Fenner and Springall. They've gone off adventuring."
Fred chuckled dryly.
"Just like Bragoon and Sorrow when they were younger, eh?"
Junty Sellerhog, who had just come into the room and heard Fred, thrust his big paws into his apron belt.
"Oh, no, old feller, not like Sorrow and Bragoon at all. Them two was born tough. Roving was in their blood. But young Horty doesn't remember any time afore coming to Redwall, and both maids was born here. They don't know what 'tis like out there in the big world. I think they'll have to learn to grow up fast."
Martha felt a pang of alarm at Junty's words.
"What does he mean, Torren?"
The Ottercook explained.
"Well, miss, look at their victuals. Apple puddings, strawberry scones, and a meadow cream trifle. No proper travel beast would take such stuff along. It'd be smashed to bits afore they got a day's marching, eh, Gervel?"
The old mole cook nodded wisely.
"I exceptionally would, sir. I make special marching victuals for the other two. Lots of cheesy hot breads, some candied fruits, and canteens of my good dandelion and burdock cordial for drinking."
Martha grasped Torren's paw.
"Well, you don't think they'll come to any harm, do you?"
The Ottercook's eyes softened.
"Don't ye fret yourself, Martha. If and they picks up my brother and Sorrow's trail, they'll be safe enough. Mind, though, they won't get no special treatment. Horty and his pals will learn the hard way. Now, if and they lose the trail, Redwall's sticking up in plain view for a good distance. Once your brother gets hungry, he'll dash back to this abbey like a scalded toad. The others are sure to follow. If and you pardon me saying, Martha, Horty's a natural glutton. He won't stray too far without victuals. Starvation's a hard taskmaster."
The hermaid fiddled with the fringe of her lap rug.
"I'd feel happier if some beast could overtake them and bring them back, so they don't get lost or hurt."
The abbot looked at Torren and Junty Sellerhog, both big stout beasts and very competent.
"Perhaps our Martha is right. Do you think you two could catch up with them before it gets too dark?"
Junty took off his canvas apron and nodded to the Ottercook.
We'll give it a try, Father. Are you ready, mate? Come on."
They left the abbey by the main gate. No sooner had Carol and old Fred closed and barred it than Junty and Torren were pounding on the timbers to get back in. Torren's voice was loud and urgent.
"Open up, quick! There's vermin coming down the path from the north! They're heading this way! Hurry and let us in!"
Thank you. This ends Disc 4.